priorities are those that I will be receiving from the Secretary General himself, from the Security Council. I will be in New York next week for consultations with the Department of Political Affairs, the Peacebuilding Commission, the Security Council. I'll be receiving briefings, exhaustive, from the experts. At the same time, I know I will have the authority, the flexibility given by the Secretary General to explore ideas, new initiatives to fulfill the mandate given by the Secretary General and by the Security Council. And that is essentially to bring about the democratic reforms, reforms of the security forces, guaranteeing peace and stability and irreversibility of the democratic process in Guinea-Bissau, respect for human rights, rule of law, etc.
As you arrive in Bissau, the UN office will be headed by Nobel Prize winner and a former statesman. How can your successful experience in mediating conflicts be applied there?
Obviously, the situation in Guinea-Bissau, fortunately, I would say, is not as complex, tragic as elsewhere in the world, like in Syria, Libya, Somalia, or Congo, because there is no war going on in Guinea-Bissau. Actually, if one look at the travel advisory on Guinea-Bissau by the United Nations itself, is the lowest of any normal country. What happening there has been happening for years is fundamentally political instability, political crisis with sporadic, regular interventions by the army. But the army itself has indicated already its willingness to surrender power to democratically elected government and to accept reforms of the armed forces itself. So the situation is not as dark as one might think. There is obviously the problem that has been mentioned in the report of the Secretary General, Security Council, the issue of the drugs, that Guinea-Bissau has become a very serious transit point for drugs from Latin America to Europe. Obviously, that is a very serious problem that the international community is concerned about, and we also have to see the sources of the drugs. So authorities at the origins of the drug have to be more effective in preventing drug shipments out of those countries. And then you have the recipient countries, which is Europe. The Europeans also will have to do more to prevent shipments to Europe. Guinea-Bissau is not a willing participant in the international drug cartel. It is a victim of it. So that's, I think, a very important nuance, a detail that has to be looked at.
And how can other regional and international organizations help, such as ECOWAS and CPLP?
The United Nations has always underlined the primacy of regional organizations in addressing regional problems. In this case, ECOWAS is in the front line to address the problem of Guinea-Bissau, as it is doing in the case of Mali. And the record overall of the regional organization in Africa, in particular African Union, have been outstanding in dealing with the enormous challenges in Africa, in spite of their extremely limited resources. African Union played a critical role in trying to stabilize Somalia. The African Union was in the forefront of preventing the exacerbation of the conflict in Darfur, in Sudan in general. They've been active in the Great Lakes. And that, for a regional organization that is overstretched, doesn't have the financial logistic means that, for instance, NATO has. So the international community has to do much more. The rich countries have to do much more in providing assistance to the African Union and to its regional bodies like ECOWAS. There has to be a serious partnership between ECOWAS with the mother organization, African Union, partnership with the CPLP, the Communist Portuguese-speaking countries, and the UN can be the facilitator, the bridge builder, to have all these regional organizations cooperating in dealing with the challenge in Guinea-Bissau, because failure in Guinea-Bissau undermines the authority, credibility of the regional organizations, namely ECOWAS and the African Union. So it is in everybody's interest to see how we can build bridges, forge partnership, and help the people of Guinea-Bissau getting back on their feet in freedom, in peace, and stability.